This kitty is Mittens, and this one is Fitzhugh, and this little guy in the cat condo is Jinkies.
Yeah, that's a lot of cats, Jolene. Single, are you? I'll get it. Chandler Bing.
Hey, how come you're answering your own phone? Where's your crazy assistant?
You're not crazy. You're not crazy. Otherwise, why would they let you have all those cats? What's up, Joe?
Okay, what have we always wanted to do together?
Braid each other's hair and ride horseback on the beach?
No. When you get home tomorrow night, you and I are going to be at the Wizards-Knicks game courtside.
Courtside? Oh, my God.
Yeah, maybe Michael Jordan will dive for the ball and break my jaw with his knee.
That is so cool. I'll let Monica know.
These need your signature.
Oh, listen, Jolynn, that was my friend Joey. He calls everybody crazy.
Hello?
Hey, hon, it's me.
Hi. Hi, how's the crazy cat lady?
All right. Joey just called. He's got courtside Knicks tickets for him and me tomorrow night.
Really? Wait, but tomorrow night's the only night I get off from the restaurant. If you go to the game, then we won't have a night together for another week.
But hey, it's courtside. The cheerleaders are going to be right in... That's not the way to convince you.
You know what, look, I don't want to be one of those wives that says, you can't go to the game. You have to spend time with me. So if you could just realize it on your own...
I know, you're right. I want to see you too. I just got to figure out a way to tell Joey. You know, he's really looking forward to this.
Tell him that you haven't seen your wife in a long time.
Tell him that having a long-distance relationship is really difficult. Tell him that what little time we have together is precious.
Yeah, I'll think of something.
Wow.
Wow, you look, I mean, it's just that dress,
Well, I hope the ends of these sentences are good.
Oh, they're good. It's just been a while since I've seen you like this. You clean up good.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, stop looking at me like that. Last time that happened.
Oh, right. So, are you you excited about your first night away from Emma?
Yeah. Phoebe and I are going to have so much fun. Yeah. And thank you for watching the baby, by the way.
Oh, it's fine. Actually, I invited Mike over.
Phoebe's Mike?
Yeah.
I didn't know that you guys hung out.
Well, we don't, but I thought it would be nice to get to know him. You know, maybe have a little dinner, drinks, conversation.
Oh, that's so cute. Ross and Mike's first date.
It's not a date. But if it turns out to be something more and we don't want to be interrupted, I'll leave a tie on the door.
Ah. Well, is that going to be awkward? I mean, what are you guys going to talk about?
I don't know. But, you know, we have a lot in common, you know. He plays piano. I played keyboards in college. He's been divorced. Mm-hmm. I have some experience in that area.
Yeah. Hi. Ooh, girls' night out, indeed.
Okay, so now I think Emma is probably down for the night, but if you need anything
Rach,
else...
Rach,
you know,
we'll be fine, all right? You go have fun.
Okay, you too. Thanks. And I hope you score. Bye.
Bye.
So, welcome.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay. Phoebe tells me you play piano.
Yeah.
You know, I used to play keyboards in college.
Huh? Do you have one here?
No.
Okay.
I'm divorced. Phoebe says you've been divorced.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't really like to talk about it.
That's okay. We'll talk about something else.
This is a nice apartment.
Oh, thanks. The moldings are all original.
I don't know if the moldings are original in my apartment. So you're a paleontologist, right?
Yeah.
My cousin's a paleontologist.
Huh? Well, he and I would probably have a lot to talk about.
Hi. Hey. Welcome home.
Oh, well, look at you.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, it's great. It's just... Well, I'm wearing the same thing underneath. So. You see what I mean?
Hey! How come your door's locked?
Just a second.
No. Joey can't know that I'm here.
Why not?
Because I didn't know how to tell him that I couldn't go to the Knicks game, so I just told him I had to stay in Tulsa.
So you lied to him?
But it's always better to lie than to have the complicated discussion. Except with you.
Hey, open the door. What's going on?
What are you... Why are you dressed like that?
Because, well, Chandler's going to be home in a couple of days, so I thought I would just, practice the art of seduction.
I thought I heard a man's voice before.
No, I was just doing Chandler's side of the conversation. You know, like, hi, how do I look? Really sexy. Could I be any more turned on? You know, that's...
Okay. Why are there two glasses of wine out?
Because one of them is for you. Cheers. Okay, bye-bye.
You know, it's funny. I've been practicing the art of seduction myself.
You might want to keep practicing.
Yeah.
Joey.
What?
Hey, Joe.
Dude, come home.
What? Why?
Come home.
Look, I can't. What's going on?
I don't know how to tell you this, but I think Monica's cheating on you. I told you you shouldn't have married someone so much hotter than you. All right, look, if you can't come home and deal with this, then I'm gonna.
No!
I just heard him.
Can you hear him now?
No. All right, I'm going in.
No, wait! I heard him again! Just stay there. I'm coming home.
Okay, great. I'll see you when you get here. I'm gonna wait out in the hall in case the dude comes out.
Is that really necessary?
Absolutely.
You'd do it for me. Not that you ever have to, because I know how to keep my women satisfied. Okay.
Yeah, listen, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
He thinks I'm a slut.
Oh, right. And you're supposed to be a fireman?
Shouldn't the pizza be here by now? I mean, they said 30 minutes or less. Well, how long has it been?
11 minutes. And now 12.
Do you want to watch TV?
Oh, you think I haven't thought of that? I mean, I would like to, but the cable's out. Didn't seem like such a big deal until tonight.
Do you like the beer?
I do. Although it's actually a lager.
Huh. What's the difference between beer and lager?
I don't know. We could look it up.
Things are about to get wild.
Oh, God, remember the girls' nights we used to have? Sitting around talking about you and Ross?
Oh, God, that seems like forever ago.
I know. Oh. So what's going on with you and Ross? I don't know. I mean, for a long time, nothing. But, you know, actually, right before you picked me up, Ross and I had a little thing.
Oh, my God, I love things. What happened?
Well, first he told me he liked how I looked.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a little, eye contact.
Eye contact?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you were using protection.
Excuse me. These are from the two gentlemen at the end of the bar.
Oh.
Actually, you know what? I can't have another one on account of my breast milk.
Okay. Hey, Rach, maybe there's a less disgusting way to decline a drink.
Wow, should we send them something back?
Oh, let's! Let's send them mashed potatoes.
No, wait, don't you laugh. That's going to make them think they can come over here.
So, what if they do?
Well, we're not here to meet guys. You have a boyfriend, I have a baby and a Ross.
Yeah, but nothing has to happen. We're just having fun. You know, not everything has to go as far as eye contact.
Chandler, you have to tell Joey that you're not in Tulsa.
Don't you think it's better for him to think that you're cheating on me than for him to think that I'm cheating on him? I heard it.
I don't want him to think that I'm having an affair.
All right, I've got a plan. I'll go down the fire escape.
Yes, because all good plans start with, I'll go down the fire escape.
Hear me out, woman. I'll go down the fire escape, then I'll wait for a while. Then when I come up the stairs, it'll be like I just got back from Tulsa. Then Joey and I will come in and see that there's no guy in here.
Aren't you afraid that Joey's going to figure all this out? I heard it.
I'm just going to wait for a little while.
Scary pigeons back?
It's huge.
I cannot believe you live in that building. My grandmother lives in that building. Ida Green, no sense of personal space, kind of smells like chicken, looks like a potato.
Spuds is your grandmother?
That's my puppy!